Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Brother, there's far too many that you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Tell you something this morning, and it's really important. The earth is at this precise moment as we speak. The moon is headed towards the earth, and it's going to crash in a couple of minutes. April Fools. That's right. It's April the 1st. You know good and well the moon is not going to be crashing into the earth, but we are going to talk about something that has to do with the moon today. And I don't know about you, but I notice when it's a full moon, people act different. I don't know why. And, you know, here we are serving God 100%, but the moon has something to do with the way people act. People act strange when it's a full moon. People do things when it's a full moon. I can't explain it. Maybe the scientists can explain it. But I know one thing for sure. God is in charge of each and everything, everything. He made everything. Speaking of God, hallelujah, yesterday I had the privilege to preach my normal sermon that I preach. Again, welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. But at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, not one thing. Things are changing rapidly. Things are changing, changing, and changing. And we need to stay prayed up, and we need to be vigilant, and we need to be able to see what's going on around us, because things are changing by the millisecond. It's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. So you better pay attention. That's what I'm saying. If you want to call into the show right now and you want to listen to the show over the phone because you're busy moving around, good morning to you, then you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and you will be on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We can put you in the queue if you have a question or a statement pertaining to our topics. And let me tell you, if you want to get to me live right now, hey, Sister Chandra Daniels, good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, it is a miraculous Monday. Thank you. That's a beautiful term. I'm going to use that, miraculous Monday. Now, if you want to see me right now, you can go to Instagram or Facebook Live. Instagram Live or Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook and Instagram Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. right now. Yes, good morning to you. Oh, thank you very much. You know what? Thank you very much. The glory goes to God. I just want him to use me. And maybe before the show is over, I'll sing that song at the end of this show, just because it's such a wonderful song and it has such a deep meaning. Sometimes we got to let go and let God. And a lot of times we have to let go and let God in situations where we think I and me is going to be able to take care of it, and we can't. We have to go to God in prayer. Amen. Praise God. What a show we have for you. If you want to go to listen online, like on your laptop or your desktop or whatever, and you're at work and you want to put your earphones in and listen to us, just go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. That's right. You can do that. Yeah, sure you can. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Productions with an S. And, thank you so very much. Oh, my gosh. Coffee. I'm getting our morning going with coffee. I don't know. You might take a smoothie. You might take orange juice or cranberry juice or apple juice. This morning, I'm having coffee. Yeah, with a teaspoon of honey. Yeah, try it. It's really good. It's delicious, and it gets you going. Now, let's talk about what our show is about this morning. Our first topic, a total eclipse on April the 8th, 2024, with a major prediction. It starts at 10:30 a.m., and it's called an extraordinary phenomenon. They're saying that this is, yes, that's right. That's right, Chandra Daniels. The first of coffee is the best cup. That's right. The first cup is, it really is. And okay, our first topic, eclipse on April 8th, 2024, with major predictions. It starts at 10:30 a.m. and it's called an extraordinary phenomenon. Now, I don't know about you, if you've been reading about this or not, but this eclipse is supposed to cause some things to happen that has never happened before. But before I go off into, and then let me tell you what our second topic is. Our second topic is, a black man who supports Donald Trump makes a fool of himself, and he called black women names and says that black people need to read more, and he said he came from Japan to vote for Donald Trump. Now, let me give you our first topic again. We're going to get to the second topic. The first topic is a total eclipse on April the 8th, 2024, with major predictions. It starts at 10:30 a.m. It's called an extraordinary phenomenon. Now, I've had people, hey, Kalana, good morning, Kalana, on Instagram. You know, you can call on in and do your segment. They have been talking, scientists, professors, people have been talking about this solar eclipse that's about to take place, and they're saying that it's going to cause a lot of things that happen that are biblical. I've been studying this the whole weekend. And even before I did my sermon yesterday, I studied about the eclipse because they're saying that this is going to affect America in a really, really big way. And that's why we need to talk about it. But before I start talking about anything at all, let's get our co-producers in the show. Let's start off with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Eddie. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. And I hope you're doing well with all the other co-hosts and the listeners.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, our health and wellness specialist. Without further ado, let's get in the regulator, Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Good morning to all the panelists who are coming on, but especially good morning to all our special guests, our special followers, and those who support this show. Pastor Ed, I want to thank you for having me once again to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, I'm plugged in, man. Buckle up tight, man. Let's roll. You got two hot topics. I am ready.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand here. Let's give Brother Clarence a big hand. Amen. And without further ado, we have a real professor, and he is a intellectual, intelligent, well-studied, astute professor and has an expertise in many different areas. Let's welcome none other than Professor Reams, our co-producer. Welcome to the show, Professor Reams. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning to the regulator, and good morning to Dr. Granny V, with the doctor being in the house. And good morning to all of the listeners to the Best Blog Talk Radio program on Mondays, where we will get into the real deal holy field of topics and get a chance to see how that relates to God's grace and mercy and how he's always blessing us to start our day in the right way with him and then continue on with the week, and also how we love and grace and work with our families to always be there for them in his name. So good morning, everyone.
Let's say a big hand.
Good morning.
The regulator and the doctor.
And also Talon said good morning, everybody. And she's on Instagram right now. I think she's on her way to work. But I want to say to you, I have a series going on for the next, for the whole month of April. I'm doing a series. I've been preaching. Yesterday, my sermon was about the flesh. And the flesh has been getting us in a lot of trouble. A lot of our young people are dying because of the flesh. A lot of people are losing their lives because of their flesh. A lot of people are hurting their loved ones because of their flesh. The flesh is, it can either be spiritual flesh or it can even be an evil's flesh. And we came out of Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8. And Chandra Daniel said, all right, now keep your seatbelt buckled and enjoy the show. Hey, man, thank you, Chandra Daniel. That is so wonderful, so wonderful. Yeah, we came out of and I just want to read the scripture to you because, you know, I mean, this is the world right now, and especially with this particular celebrity that has crashed the internet, and I'm not even going to say his name, but you guys know who I'm talking about. His flesh has gotten him into a lot of trouble, and they're looking for him, and eventually, in some kind of way, he's going to have to pay. Well, what my point was yesterday, when you go to the dark side to become a superstar, you're giving your flesh to the devil. You're signing your life over in blood, and some kind of way you got to pay it back. I don't care how big of a star you become, you're never bigger than God. No celebrity is bigger than God. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how many mansions you have. I don't care how much many cars, how much jewelry you have. You are not going to defy God. That's not going to happen. The devil says you got to pay it back. You got to pay it back. So Now it's coming to bite you. Hey, good morning, Evangelist Rosalie Moody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to see you with us this morning. Hallelujah, praise God. And so I just want to let you know that my sermon yesterday, which comes on every Sunday at 6:30 p.m., is called The Sermon, The Church, with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones. I want you all to join me, and we are talking about some very interesting stuff for the next four Sundays. And we're talking about the flesh and how we have to control our eyes because we see stuff and we can do things with our eyes. And God talks about that. Our ears, what we hear, what we let allow to come into our ears and go into our brain. And then we can think about things like that. Not only that, this powerful tongue, this thing right here, we need to learn how to bridle this tongue when it comes to the flesh. We need to respect our marriages, respect our relationships, keep out of fornication, keep out of adultery, keep away from lying, keep away from stealing, keep away from murdering and causing mayhem. And that's what the flesh will do. The flesh will want the drug, but the spirit is saying, no, don't take the drug. But the flesh is saying, go ahead, just one more time. So we got to pay attention, and that's why I'm doing a series on the flesh. Every Sunday until the month of April is over, I will be preaching a sermon at 6:30 p.m. on Facebook Live and Instagram Live and on Blog Talk Radio. So I just wanted to share that, give you that was my announcement for right now. Let's get into our first topic. Our first topic, I don't know if you studied about the eclipse, but this is serious, you guys. I mean, this is not a joke. This eclipse is going to take place on April 8th. It's going to start at 10:30 in the morning, and people will come from all over the world, from all over the world, to see this eclipse. People will come from Russia, Canada, Africa. All the scientists and specialists are going to be watching this eclipse, and they say that this eclipse is biblical and that it has something that's going to transpire in America. They're telling you to get your water ready. Chandra Janet said, yes, y'all don't want to miss it on Sunday. It's powerful. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. We preached that word yesterday, didn't we? Praise the Lord. This eclipse is serious, y'all. And I want to go a clip that we have, and I'm going to go to that in just a few minutes. But before I go to that clip, I want to talk about some of the things that are going to transpire on the day of this eclipse. Matter of fact, I don't want to waste any time. First, I want to go to Professor Reams so we can talk about this eclipse that's going to take place on April the 8th, 2024. They're calling it a extraordinary phenomenon, okay? NASA's paying attention to it. All the companies, the big companies, and I don't want to name them all, but believe me, Amazon and all the Bill Gates, all the big wheels, they're all rolling in about this eclipse. Okay? So without further ado, let's bring to the floor our professor. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Talk to us about April the 8th. What is this major predictions that are going on with this eclipse? What's the extraordinary phenomenon that's going to take place? Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now, to hit with the biblical aspects of eclipses, eclipses have always been a sign of where God is sending a signal to humanity to change and or repent from its evil ways in one shape or form. Because an eclipse it's not very rare, but it's very rare. The problem comes down to this. Now, let's remember that the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun are all moving at the same time. And the reason why we don't have monthly eclipse is because the Moon sometimes is at a different orbit. It's either above where the Sun passes or below where the Sun passes the Earth. So because of that, when the Moon gets aligned with the Earth and the Sun, that's when we have this eclipse. Now, this eclipse, the last eclipse that we had, which was back in 2017, was not as close as it could be because it wasn't seen by very many folks. So eclipses are happening. It's just where it is as it relates to the Earth. Now, the Earth is always moving, so you can never predict when the eclipse comes. So the big thing about this one is that the way this eclipse is going to occur is that it's going to pass through major, major cities as the moon moves through it. So the eclipse itself is only going to last about 4 minutes, but it's going to be, as it's moving through, maybe an hour or so between each location that it's moving. So the eclipse begins in the Pacific Ocean, and then it goes to Mexico, and the first state it's going to hit is Texas. Now, let's preface this. What we're talking about in these states is a total eclipse in these states. The rest of the 48 states will see a partial eclipse. And I hate to burst everyone's bubble. In California, the place that you can see it best is the Coachella Valley and parts of Southern California. Unfortunately, they're also predicting that we're going to have cloud cover. So we may not see this eclipse on Monday during the Eddie Justice Jones show. So just to let you know. But we can talk about it to see if there's something happening. So it's going to happen around 10 o'clock in the middle of the show, and we can see what will occur. Because when the eclipse does happen, it may cause the temperature to drop for about maybe an hour, 30 minutes or so when it's happening. But beyond that, that's what we'll see. However, in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, and parts of Tennessee, they will see the full eclipse. And so that means that they'll see the sun blotted out completely, which is why, if you want to see that, that's why folks are going to be coming to those states to see what's going on with the eclipse itself. The major event that will occur when you see a full eclipse is that we're also at the same time the sun is having solar flare activity. It usually doesn't in March, but in April it has its full maximum. So you'll be able to see jets, streams of solar flares coming out as you're viewing the eclipse. So everyone knows prefaces. If you're in one of these states and you're looking at that, you must have safety glasses. Otherwise, you could get harmed. Some people have gone blind. So the best thing to do is have a sun filter on your telescope or glasses or whatever you're using, or you can use a pin prick viewer, which shows the sun, but you look down at that reflection of the sun so that when you see the eclipse, it's not going to harm your sight. So
Professor Rames, Humble37 said on Instagram, said, will you be able to see it in the state of Florida?
Florida, it will be a partial eclipse because I'm looking at the states now, and let's go through them. Yeah, the pathway, and you look at the NASA, is that it's moving from the Pacific and moving towards New York because that's just, yeah. And so the eclipse will enter Canada in southern Ontario and can continue to Quebec, into New Brunswick. So you're not going to see it in Florida. Florida and California have the same situation where it will be a partial eclipse, provided there isn't any cloud cover. So, but it's still, but again, it will be experiencing it all at the same time. That's why this is also a fantastic event, because this will not happen again, another eclipse like this, for another 21 years. That is how up and down the moon is. At one point, it's at the higher above the sun. At one point, it's lower beyond of the sun. And that's why these eclipses are so rare, because we're all moving at the same time. Plus, we are tidal locked with the moon, where we're always seeing the same side all the time, because it's orbiting, we're orbiting. So to see the face of the sun, of the moon, slowly disappear and then the sun disappear and then come out, it's definitely a rare occasion, because the moon, again, is always orbiting around the Earth. It takes about 27 days to go around the Earth itself. So think about all of this as spinning tops, right? You got spinning tops, you got juggling balls, you got all these other things in general. There is no way in the heck that all those are going to get synced together for this one event, but the good Lord makes it possible by somehow, some way, that we all are aligned so that we can have an eclipse. So,
wow.
So that's why in those states, they will see the full eclipse, and they can be able to take the pictures that they need. But overall, it's our hope that the eclipse from the biblical side will cover the whole country with God's message and God's blessing, because once again, we're all on the same earth. It's just that we can't see everything because we're in different locations and hemispheres as we're seeing it. So with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Professor Reeves. Now, Professor Reeves, I want to ask you a question. They say that this eclipse can cause some, Chandra Downey says, so people that live in Northern California won't be able to see the eclipse. She said, Professor Reeves, Chandra Daniels said, so people that live in Northern California won't be able to see the eclipse at all? Question mark.
Well, they'll be able to see the partial eclipse because it said every other state, if it's not the states I've just mentioned that has a full eclipse, will see a partial eclipse. That means if they look at it, they'll see one part of the sun kind of dark or so, or maybe almost kind of like a half moon. But as far as the full eclipse, no, no. And that was the same problem that they had in 2017 eclipse, because it will only certain states that follows the path of the moon that will see what the eclipse looks like. So the moon is always moving up and down in various parts of the hemisphere, because what is going on is that we're in spring. That means we're still kind of tilted back as we're slowly moving forward to the summer where we get tilted forward. So
wow.
So we're tilting back, tilting forward, tilting back. So wherever we're tilting forward to, that will be the orbit of the moon when it passes us, depending where the Earth is. So like I said, there's a lot of moving pieces that, as I always say, God makes a miracle that we can see the alignment, an alignment like this, because the last one was 72 miles wide. This one is going to be 102 to 100 and maybe 5 miles wide, which will cover the whole sun in those states.
Wow.
So it's
wow.
much larger, and the moon is a little closer to us. So it'll look like what the folks of Nineveh would have seen before and while Jonah visited them as part of a harbinger of, you know, let's have a chance to repent and look at our ways. Because, you know, good Lord will always use storms, he'll use wind, he'll use the earth, and he'll use eclipses to say that he's in charge. So
that's right.
Let's get our act together. You'll back you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. I want to send a big shout out to my auntie, Rachel F. Jordan. Hey, auntie, how are you? God bless you all the way out there. And I pray to all as well. Send a shout out to Jerry Jones Jr. and all my family and out there. And also want to welcome Brother Clarence M. Allen. He's on Facebook Live, too. And then I want to shout my son out down in Florida. Hey, son, what's up with you? How are you, man? Keep doing the good work. Without further ado, we got a caller in the 980 area code. Don't go nowhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Again, I want to shout out Evangelist Rosa Moody. We've been knowing each other since we were like 11 years old. And so let's go. Caller in the 980-319 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am. I apologize for getting on late. I had a conference call that I had to take right away, but I'm on. I'm on today, and God bless you. God bless every one of you.
All right, let's give a big hand. Everybody say good morning to Chief Apostle Kim Curry. Welcome our special guest.
Good morning, Chief Apostle.
Kenneth Curry.
Good morning, Chief Apostle.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, I got to get this right. I said Rosa, me and Rosa, we were 11 years old. We were 10 years old when we met. We were 10 years old when we met, and now I'm 64 years old. Imagine that. God is so good. We went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. So praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. And my family has been knowing her family for years, and her family has been knowing my family for years. And guess what? We're all one big family. Now, this is really, really, truly important. The eclipse, I got another question for you, Professor Reams. Then we're going to hear from our other panel members. Now, they said during this particular eclipse on April the 8th at 10:30 a.m. that all the computers around the world could shut down, that there's so much power that's going to come from this eclipse that some biblical things are going to take place in America and in certain parts of America. Talana Jones said, good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. And so go right ahead, Professor Reams. Tell us, what are because I've read several phenomena that are supposed to take place during this eclipse that, you know, I don't want to get too deep into because I don't want to scare anybody. But they're saying load up on your water and your groceries before the eclipse comes. Go ahead. What are the danger signs of this phenomenon?
The issues that comes up is that the eclipse is eclipsing the sun in itself. So it's blocking the light of the sun and also blocking a little bit of the radiation. However, we're in a high electromagnetic field for the sun where it's going to be generating more flares than normal. So it's hard to say if, because of the eclipse, that the electromagnetic field of the sun and or will be affecting computers overall. Is it possible? It can happen at any time, even before the eclipse. But one thing that is always interesting with eclipses is that we, in each of the eclipses I've been, the heat from the sun gets lessened because we're 8 minutes away from the sun. And then that means that not a lot of radiation is coming to us. So it will be interesting to see what will occur because all it is a mighty shadow. Plus, here's the other issue. Each of those states could have cloud cover. So it won't matter what happens because we may have the same cloud cover that we had just yesterday with rains and things to that effect. So if the electromagnetic waves are able to get in, great. If you want to take some precautions, that's perfectly fine, but not likely because the eclipse is just blocking off radiation and the light from the sun.
Wow. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Now, I've got to tell you, I know some people, including my sister-in-law, who are diehard eclipse fans. They will drive anywhere in the United States of America to go and see the eclipse. And I, you know, I'm fired up about it too, and I'm also fired up because I did a lot of reading over the weekend, and there's a lot of biblical things that it's saying about the eclipse, and we're going to go to, in a few minutes, we're going to go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, but before we do, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Tell us what you feel about the eclipse coming up on April the 8th at 10:30 a.m. We'll be on the 80 Jones Radio Talk Show because it falls on a Monday. Go right ahead.
So, Eddie, this part is really amazing, and it's really amazing. Thank you so much, Professor Reams, for giving us information. And I can recall as a kid, they would tell us, hey, don't look up because you may get a sty in your eye. And that actually happened when I was a kid. So it's going to be amazing. I'm waiting.
I got to wait a minute. Hold on. We got the big laugh on there. Wow, Vera, is there anything else you want to say about April the 8th? I mean, is there anything? Are you afraid? Do you think that something biblical will happen? I mean, all these astronomers and all these scientists and all these professors are making these predictions about this particular. Look, I remember in 1999, they said, on 1999, this is all the stuff that's going to happen. 1999, and even Prince made a song about it. And then when the year 2000 came, they said all these things are going to happen in the year 2000, and, you know, we're still here. We're still here.
Yep.
Yeah.
A wonderful drift.
Exactly. That's, and even The Simpsons, the cartoon, they have made these major predictions, and guess what? They're 50-0 All their predictions have come to pass, every one of them. I even saw one that they made where the President T. Rump was going to run for office again in 2024. And guess what? They did that show back in 2000 and something, a long time ago, years ago. And guess what? It's 2024, and he just happens to be running for office again. And I pray to God that he never sits in the seat of the presidential as president of the United States of America ever again. With that being said, Clarence M. Allen, thank you, Vera. Take the floor. What do you think about the eclipse on April 8, 2024, 10:30 a.m., this extraordinary phenomenon? Go ahead.
Yes, I mean, you know, it all depends on the person, whether it's a phenomenon or not, because
right.
Eclipses have been happening for thousands of years. Even when we look at the Bible, it mentioned about eclipses and talks about the moon and the sun from Genesis all the way to Revelations. And astrologers has been studying this for thousands of years. One thing that I like to say is nobody probably ever heard this before. So you're going to hear this for the first time on the Eddie Justice Jones radio show regarding an eclipse. There is not a single second that the planet Earth is an eclipse. And every second there's a portion of this Earth that is night. So would we consider that part of the Earth that's night an eclipse because the sun is on the other side giving that daylight? That's just, you know, some food for thought. So, you know, is that a phenomenon? Is that a prolific statement, a profound statement? So it's just something to think about. So don't run out jumping off a building. Just if, you know, acting out, wow, this is just something that naturally happens in our solar system. You know, we even, I believe, maybe Professor Reams can relate to this better than I can, that I think it was just some years ago where all the planets had almost closely aligned in our solar system. So maybe
that's right.
Professor Reams can answer that better than I can.
Wow. Well, Clarence, you've done an excellent job. I mean, preach. The situation with many of the planets is that back in 2012, there was the alignment of all the planets all the way from the partial planet Pluto all the way up to the Earth. And that was supposed to be a phenomenon because the fact that all of these planets aligning meant that there was going to be one big situation that was a crop up. The one problem with that is that you got to understand that our solar system is about 3 to 4 billion years old. So this is a common occurrence that has happened over and over again for billions of years when things occur. So this is almost like, well, this is business as usual for the Earth and the planets and the moons and everything like that. There's even one phenomenon where we had some moons that were aligned up in Saturn and that was supposed to have some magnetic field that was going to cause some major changes. It was going to change the Earth, flip it over. Yeah, no. The way that the solar system works is that, yes, we are influenced by radiation, we're influenced by gravity, but we haven't seen anything where a object which is millions and billions of miles away is going to have an effect on how the Earth operates because all of these planets and moons are moving targets. So it's very difficult for a moving target to affect another moving target. That's why we don't have, we have asteroids and comets that come in and land sometimes. But we're also in a shooting gallery where we're moving so much that any alignment is special because it's not going to happen again for another, you know, like this type of eclipse, another 21 years, or another alignment, maybe another 100 years. So as the wisdom of our prophet, the regulator, has said, this is just the good Lord saying, this is just how we roll. This is how it works. And you know, use this in whatever way you see fit. But remember who's in control. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Now, this amazing, extraordinary phenomenon that if you go all the way back to Egypt, the Egyptians have put hieroglyphics on the wall that show you all kinds of stuff that we don't know about. They actually, if you look at the Egyptian hieroglyphics, they even had a flying saucer on there. That was way back then. And
oh, yeah.
I just,
and cars.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, this total solar eclipse is not new, but for some people, by the time the scientists and the astronomers get through, they have you all worked up and shook up, and hey, Edie, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. They get us all worked up, and we get all, you know, and actually, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to be doing the show. We are going to be on the show at that time, so I will be inside. I don't think I'm the eclipse, I'm not going outside to really see it, because it's going to be all over the news. It's going to be on every news channel. It's going to be on all over the internet. You won't miss the eclipse, okay? No matter where you are, you will be able to get the news on the eclipse. Let's go to none other than Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, because there have been some major biblical predictions that have been made about the eclipse that's supposed to take place. And it came out of the book of Exodus. It came out of several scriptures in the Bible. And so Edie Way said, good morning, Pastor Eddie, to each co-host and to everyone. So everybody, good morning, Edie. Let's give you this right here. Welcome. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, please take the floor. There's been some biblical things that have come up over my studies over the weekend pertaining to this phenomenon, this solar eclipse. Give it to us from a spiritual standpoint. What is about to take place? Go right ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, we have to know the time and season that we're in and the dispensation of time. I think we've mentioned that many times before. But, you know, as we looked at Matthew 24, Luke 21, there's some things that stood out to us in Matthew 24. First, around verse 29,
right.
It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heavens, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. Now, I don't think that we've gotten to that part yet, because we have not seen the tribulation. And furthermore, there's some things that are supposed to take place before the tribulation period, and we have not reached those yet, which one of those things will be connected with the rapture. Secondly, in Luke 21, it talks about that period of time that you know, they're trying to stress, and sometimes, you know, we see people that try to scare people with biblical things instead of looking at the full Bible prophecy of what's taking place. What we're concerned about is the instruction that Christ gave to his disciples about his return. And
right.
One of the things that he said was, just like we're talking here in verse 25, that's Luke 21, verse 25, he said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves are roaring, men's hearts failing them for looking upon those things. See, that's a different period of time. And he said, that's when you shall see the Son of Man. We haven't gotten to that point yet. So what we're seeing is probably just as Professor Ring stated, these are some of our normal eclipses that are taking place that are upon the earth. If we were seeing all the other things that Christ assigned that would be happening before his return, then that would be some time to be very, very cautious. Not saying that we should not be watching the signs, but that's where we have the instruction. We watch as well as pray. We watch the economy. We watch the economic conditions. We watch the signs of the season and all of that, Pastor Eddie.
Yes, we have. Let me ask you a question, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. So bottom line, should we be concerned about this, what they call extraordinary phenomenon, this particular eclipse, which is like over 100 miles wide? Should we be concerned about this total eclipse that's going to take place on April 8th? Yes or no, and why?
Well, I think I would say yes, because like you said, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, but that did not say this was a sign of his of that time that he would be coming himself. He said because you know when that time comes, you're also going to see a sign in the heavens. And you would see a sign of the Son of Man coming in a cloud of great power and great glory. I don't think we have gotten to that point yet, but we are seeing the things that, as you said, they are of the biblical proportion that we should take note of as spiritual people and say to one another, hey, look, you know, this is something you really need to look at and also be aware of cautiously for ourselves as human beings. To the changes in our own environment, how it affects us in our daily living. You said it may cause some of the computers to go down. Well, that could be catastrophic and on many levels. I used to be a director of information technology, and I know how that can affect information and all of that, you know, not having – losing a power grid, anything like that could happen based on what they're saying. So that's something that we need to be aware of. And like you said, there's some things that we can do to prepare ourselves, making sure that we have what we need until, you know, this situation passes or they can restore. But I don't think it's to that extent. Extreme level of biblical proportion yet.
Well, thank you very much. Let's give a big hand for Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Big hand, big hand.
Yes, well said, Chief Apostle.
You know, this world that we're living in now is unpredictable. The only thing we can do is lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, and He will direct our path. We're going to close out on this phenomenon, extraordinary phenomenon. The eclipse is going to take place on April the 8th, 2024. Put it on your calendar. Don't be surprised if you go outside and it's a little dark. Don't be surprised if you go outside and you feel some energy. Oh, yeah, by the way, find you some good sunglasses, okay? Don't just get some 99 sunglasses. Get some good sunglasses so you can look up at it and see it, because they say that, it, like Professor Ream said, if you try to look at it with the naked eye, you're going to be in trouble. I have binoculars. I got the red lens binoculars and other type of binoculars, but I'm not going to look at it without some sunglasses. I'm going to wear my Ray-Bans, and they're very dark, and so they're aviators, Ray-Ban aviators, and I'm going to wear those so I can, well, I won't be able to peek right away, but after the show, I'll be able to take a look. So I want to go on to our second topic. Our second topic.
Sir.
It's kind of sensitive. It's going to be sensitive if you're African American, or if you're a black American, if you're an African in America, it's going to be sensitive. Okay? A black man who supports Donald T. Trump makes a fool of himself and call black women names and say black people need to read more. He said he came from Japan to vote for Donald T. Trump. Well, first of all, I know people that live in other countries, they send in absentee ballots. They don't have to fly all the way to America to vote. But I cannot help myself. I have to show you buffoonery at its best. This could be offensive to some African-American people. And I gotta show it to you. And let me see if I can, well, I want you to listen to it, but I want everybody on Facebook Live and Instagram Live to see this particular guy, his hat, his unpredictable ugly tie, and his 1977 dress coat that he has on. And somebody else called him a pimp from way back in the day. I'm sorry, I got to laugh on that one. No. Okay. All right, so let me cue this up, okay? And I want you to listen. You're not going to hear this anywhere else but on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. So I'm going to hold this up. Wait a minute. Let me see. I got to do a couple of things here. All right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I want you to, I want you to hear this loud and clear. So wait, let's see. Okay, now I'm going to turn this around. Let's see if you guys can see this guy. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get it going first, and then I'll turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this guy carefully, okay? Yeah. Oh, wait, how did that happen? That's not my... Skip this.
And that's on YouTube, Pastor Eddie. They can find that on YouTube. It will state that a black MAGA extremist.
Whoa, listen.
To the Cape of Japan.
Oh my God. Oh no, he didn't. No, he did not. Okay. There's more. Listen to this. Listen to this clown. Listen carefully, ladies. All this and all that. Okay, that's enough right there. That part right there just fired me up when he started disrespecting African-American women. You know, disrespect African-American people. Let's stop that right there. I am going to go right. Okay, I'm going to hold Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I want you to go last because I want you to really put the fire out with this buffoonery, with this house Negro, with this person who, Lord have mercy. If he would be the best slave you ever seen in your entire life. I want somebody on Instagram and Facebook to tell me, just type in what you feel about this guy. If you feel like he's a house Negro, the best slave you ever seen in your life. And I want you to describe what you thought about his attire, his hat, his tie tied around his neck and not around his shirt. And somebody said, pray for Uncle Ruckus. Oh, Jelana said, we called him Uncle Ruckus. Yeah, Lord have mercy. Okay, let's go first to Vera Jones. Wait, Clarence said, can't hear it on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's turn it up. I'm sorry, my bad. Okay, let's see, my bad. Okay.
Eddie.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I was not able to hear any of it, so I just logged on to Facebook so I could probably try to catch some because it did not come through on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me go back so you guys can hear it one more time. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go back, and let me turn something down a little bit here. And okay, just give it a listen. Here we go. Okay, there's more to this guy. Can you hear this, Scott? Let's stop right there. Did you guys hear it? If you heard it, say yes. Everybody say yes if you heard it.
No, I did not.
I didn't hear it, Pastor Eddie.
Nobody heard
okay.
it.
If you go to YouTube and you put in Black MAGA Minion flew from Japan to vote for Trump, it should pull it right up on YouTube.
I thought you guys could hear it. Well, okay, without maybe God don't want him to be heard because we don't want to promote this guy at all. We don't want to promote this guy. This is a sick, mentally sick individual who probably got paid by Donald T. Trump to even come on to talk about this stuff. He said he called black women bees. And other names, which I don't even want to, you know, we could just use your imagination. He has no respect for the African-American. Rosa says she, Evangelist Rosa says she heard it on Facebook. And some people said they heard it, but the phone was turned up. But let me just say this. This guy is terrible. You can go to YouTube and like Chief Apostle Kendall Curry said, pull a black man from Japan, came from Japan to vote for Donald Trump. This guy is the worst of the worst. He would be the best slave you ever had, and he would be the one to tell on everybody and get everybody hung and castrated because he's just that kind of African-American guy. I think he's the worst thing that ever happened. I don't even know how he made it to an interview, but he did. And he sounded like buffoonery. He sounded arrogant, ignorant, and that's just half of what he sounded like, okay? Now, you can go to YouTube. It's a black Trumper who flew from Japan to vote for Donald T. Trump. Okay, I'm going to leave that right there. We're going to talk about him now. I'm going to go to Professor Reams. I'm going to come to you, but well, let me start off with Vera first. Vera, what do you think about this guy? He's calling women out of their names. He's saying black people need to learn how to read. Oh, my gosh. Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor. Hey, Elaine. Welcome, Elaine. Welcome.
Eddie, I still didn't hear, but I will check it out later. And thank you, Chief Apostle Curry, for telling the information and how to listen to this later.
Yes. Okay. Well, hold that thought, Vera. Clarence, were you able to hear it? Clarence?
No, I wasn't able to hear them talk. And it was garbled on Facebook. So, but I get the gist of this guy here. You know,
right.
When he goes looking at her, he sees the color of his skin. But you know, there are just some people what is that saying? All kinfolk all skin folk ain't kinfolk. So
that's
you
right.
know, we know what it is.
Okay, I want to send a shout out to Ted Lawson Cooper, who I was able to do a wonderful play, a play that he wrote, which actually turned into a movie, which I had the privilege to work on the movie down when we were down filming in Georgia. And so I want to send a big shout out to Chad Lawson Cooper, my brother. God bless you and your wife and the family. And I'm so glad that you've joined us this morning. We're talking about a guy who out of nowhere said, hey, my brother. He said that he was a guy who follows T-Rump. He said that he flew in from Japan to vote for T-Rump, okay? And he said that black women, he called black women names. He also said that black people cannot read in the same sentence. He's a black man. You saw what kind of hat he had on. You see what kind of this guy looks like. Before I go to Professor Reams, let's go to none other than Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, all the way down in North Carolina. Take the floor. What do you got to say about this guy who's exactly, I'm shaking my head too. Go ahead. Go right ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Take the floor.
Listen, you know, I have known his family. Matter of fact, many years ago, my brother and I, we were in a gospel group. And we played along with his father, and I know his brothers and sisters and everybody But this brother here, well, I at this point, he need to turn in his card, his brother card. So, you know, I'm just saying, because of the things that he has said and done, you know, and, you know, he degraded the sisters, the attorney general, Letitia James, and he talked about Bonnie Willis, and as you said, calling them bees and all of that. And as you can see, he is where he is. He's at a rally. He's at one of the Trump rallies there. And so, you know, if you got any black man that show up at one of those rallies, they're going to pick you out. And so they were happy to oblige him and come and listen to his rhetoric. He had no points of conversation where anything was relevant.
Yes.
And for me, what is so degrading, Pastor Eddie, is that in 2016, when I received my Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, this brother received one from, guess who, none other than President Barack Obama. But he just trashed President Barack Obama after he received an award from him. And then he came back and received another award. You know, he does community work. But the fact that you would accept an award from somebody that you don't even like, you know, and you're going to talk about them. And he, in his dialogue, as you heard, he called President Obama, our black Jesus.
Oh, and my God. That's ridiculous.
Listen, that's it. President Obama is not out there selling Bibles, okay?
No, he's not.
He's not out there. He doesn't stand in front of a church and hold up a Bible or any of that, you know?
No.
And so that just cut to the heart, because like I said, I know his family. They came from my hometown. They're from my hometown, and I knew his brother. But I know also of the history. You know, he's always been a kind of like a glamour seeker, and I guess he feels like the old time where you got to go to a Caucasian person to get to relevancy and all of that. And so now, you hating on your own people. He thought, oh, my people need to read.
Chief Apostle, let me hear something with you. Chief Apostle, hold that thought 1 second. That's
yes,
why
sir.
I'm coming right back to you. My friend and movie producer, Chad Lawson Cooper, did a movie called Justice on Trial. And with this kind of guy, justice is, again, on trial. This kind of buffoonery. Here we have T. Rump, who on January the 6th did a coup on the United States of America. He had people killed and trampled, defecating in their offices, just all kinds of crazy stuff. And then he puts this mega guy up to come and say bad things about black women, to say that black people need to learn how to read. This guy, I don't know who paid him to do this, and that hat has to go. The hat is terrible, okay? It just goes to show you that he would be the best slave you've ever seen in an African-American body, and that's a shame. So go right ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, and if you haven't seen Justice on Trial yet, pull it up, look up the movie Justice on Trial, and then watch it, and you'll see how it pertains to what we're talking about right now. Justice is on trial as we speak. Man, Chad, call in, man. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. We just need a couple of minutes of your time. And okay, cool. We'll talk about that in just a minute, Chad. Hold that thought, but call in. Just want to hear from you. Okay, go ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Take the floor.
You know, knowing that I've known his family and all of this, you know, I had to reach back and call some of our people that this guy has been around, because many of them are in Georgia, and they're connected with voter rights and things like that. And so I put this thing on blast. I'm like, okay, you guys need to look at this thing because he's been around you guys. And sometimes we are so skeptical. We may have a mole right in our camp and not even know it, you know? And so, like I said, when you're looking at this picture, when the guy began to interview him, he's at a Trump rally somewhere, you know? And so he begins to talk and trying to justify what was done, saying it was a venture of the Democrats to do that, when we know the truth that those people that were involved in it were people who were Republicans. Those were people that were in his own cabinet that are testifying against him in all of these cases. And like I said, in his situation with Letitia James, the courts found him guilty of inflating his properties and all these different things. That has nothing to do with that sister. She's just doing her job as attorney general. That's her job to convict. She said, no, we're going to convict based on the law. But as we know, T-Rump always wants to put stuff in the court of public opinion. He can say what he wants to out in the public. But when you come under oath, and you have to swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it's a whole different thing. So you can't perjure yourself in the court, because if you do, you're going to federal prison.
Mm. All right. Well, with that being said, let's thank the Chief Apostle Ken Curry. I just had a little something happen here with my
Chief Apostle.
Chief Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just had something happen with my Facebook page, but
hold
on, Facebook people, don't give up. Okay, let's go to Professor Reams, our real professor. Professor Reams, take the floor. What do you say about this guy? Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. I mean, to be on the political analyst side, I've been tracking many of the folks that are there, because you had different levels of this type of point of view, where you're looking, if you're looking at Tim Scott or Byron Donnell or
yes, sir,
and Chief Apostle Curry, Mark Robinson, that's going for governor of North Carolina. It's always one of those situations where you will have the Trump machine to bring out the extremes. If it's not dealing with sneakers, it's also dealing with a Bible, or it's coming up with all the other things. So the only things you need to look at is the question of, are you being entertained, is what right. Trump is always doing and going for the extreme. But on the flip side, it means that Uncle Joe is doing a great job in handing it back to the Republican cult, not party, but cult, that is out there now. So they're now throwing everything out, because a lot of the money that's supposed to be going to the other races is going to get drained, because they're helping number 45 to pay for his legal fees, of which on April 15th will begin the election interference case. Not hush money, election interference. Because if you say hush money,
yeah,
it means something different, where, look, there's nothing against the law for a person to hire a prostitute and blah, 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 blah overall. But this was done with election money that was propagated by his organization. So let's not play around with the situation. Yes, Pastor Jones.
Uh-huh. Professor Reams, I got a call in. I think it's Chad Lawson Cooper, movie producer. Hold on one second.
Perfect.
Hold that. I'm going to come right back to you. Let's see. Caller in the 917-685 area code. Are you there? Good morning.
I am, my friend. How are you?
All right.
Chad Lawson Cooper.
Yes, this is TV producer, writer, producer Chad Lawson Cooper, who I had the privilege to work on a great movie called Justice on Trial. Before you talk about your movie, Chad, I want to ask you, man, what do you think about this guy who's supporting T-Rump with his hat on and all this stuff, man, talking all this crazy stuff about black people not being able to read? Are we seeing Justice on Trial again?
Well, it's just simply buffoonery at its best. And, you know, those type of people are worse than the Donald Trumps of the world themselves, because the Donald Trumps are able to use their stupidity to defame their own race and their own, you know, their own selves, and it's just stupid. I mean, it's very much like in the movie the Django character that Samuel Jackson played. Those are the worst kinds. And sadly to say, we have a microcosm of people like that. So what we need to do is just ignore them because they really have no power. Anyway, and we have to, those of us such as yourself, have to keep putting the truth out and teaching our people that we were not slaves brought over here, but we were kings and queens brought over here. And we see the trajectory of what the government is trying to do now is to even make it illegal to read about slaves when there was a time that it was illegal for slaves to read. So we have to take it upon ourselves. There's a coalition of ministers, one in particularly that I've come in contact with in Tallahassee, Florida, by the name of R.B. Holmes, that's trying to implement a program and a template that churches across the nation can actually start formally educating our community again about Black history and particularly our youth. We have to take the responsibility to do it. The Jewish people do it. You know, it's a sad day when we allow other people to control our trajectory in terms of teaching our people who we are.
Now, everybody, please say good morning. Professor Reams, Vera, Clarence M. Allen, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, y'all say good morning to Chad Lawson Cooper.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chad Lawson Cooper.
Good morning, gentlemen. Cooper.
Welcome to the show.
Good.
Yes.
Well, thank you kindly. Thank you kindly.
An honor to have you.
I just got off of a plane coming from, I just landed back in New York, coming from Seattle, Washington, so I've been flying all night, but I wanted to come and chime in on my dear brother's show. So very needed, and I want to just celebrate you for what you're doing and what you've done for years, and I just wanted to say thank you, man. You have my support.
Thank you so much, Brother Chad. I got to tell you, man, I worked on different movie sets, and I worked on different movies, but the movie that you've done called Justice on Trial, I was honored to play the judge, and I was honored to be in the seats working on the film with you in Georgia. Can you just talk a little bit about that and talk about the movie, and I'm happy.
Absolutely. Well, the movie is you know, we were in select AMC theaters the week before COVID broke out, and then we had to move it to the Amazon platform. But it's a movie that's an adaptation of the Broadway production that we're still touring with right now, entitled Justice on Trial. It deals with two civil rights attorneys suing the U.S. Justice Department for reparations and also additional damages for ongoing systemic racism issues within the African-American diaspora. So we bring back time traveler witnesses such as Harriet Tubman, Medgar Evers, and Emmett Till. Now we've also added, Brother Eddie, we've added W.E.B. Du Bois, that's for the touring Broadway production, who's actually played by his blood grandson. Get any more real than that. And then they deliberate. The jury is made up of a multicultural collage of people, white, blacks, and Hispanics, and they deliberate their stories all the way up until current events, which there's always something current. So we're coming back with the stage play to L.A. in, I believe, in September. We're doing a whole West Coast tour starting June the 8th. So you got to be on that ticket, man.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. Praise God. I want to give a big hand to Chad Lawson Cooper. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for the work that you do.
Yeah, it's an honor and a pleasure. And of course, I've been staying in touch with Gino, too. And, you know, we reach out to each other on social media. And, You know, Chad, you're doing some big work, man. You've been doing big work. God bless you and your wife, your kids, and all your new additions to the family as well. And speaking
thank
of
you,
which, I too have just had two new additions to my family, a grandson and a great nephew. So I want to shout out my
awesome.
My
congratulations.
Yes. For new life. And did you just recently get a new grandchild as well? Or
yes, we have a new grandson. He'll be a year old on April the 13th. So
wow.
His name is Prince Cooper Senior.
Prince Cooper. Amen. really quick before you go, does anybody, let's just really quick, Vera, do you have a question or a statement for Brother Chad Lawson Cooper? Vera?
Hey, thanks for sharing the information, and hopefully we can all watch it soon.
Absolutely. The phone went out, so I couldn't really hear, but I think you asked where can you watch it. You can watch it on the Amazon Prime platform, Amazon Prime.
Amen, amen. Well, Chad, I know you.
Yeah.
I know you're traveling on the highway right now, man. We appreciate you, man. I got your number, so I'll be in touch with you. Would you like to say in close?
Absolutely, because you want to see the live version when we come back to LA. You don't want to miss that.
All right. Well, thank you, Brother Chad Lawson Cooper. God bless you. Everybody say thank you and have a good day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much. All right.
Take
all
care,
right.
Brother.
Bye-bye now. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right. So we put him on hold. And so with that being said, let's go back to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. And we're going to come back to you, Professor Reams, in just a few minutes. But Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, what do you want to say in closing about this mega guy?
Well, to me, we have to be aware of the people that are like that. You know, T-Rump loves those people who are of lower education. They're really his type of gullible people that instead of going any further, they'll just hear what's being said. But the thing that just impacts me so much is that the fact that, you know, he was able to receive these awards for someone that he does not even support. And you know, you received the award, Pastor Eddie, and many, many other people that I presented the award to. And I'm like, you know, how can you speak ill will of someone that you receive a blessing from of that magnitude?
Wow.
You know, and as the Bible said, how can you say that you love God and you hate your brother? You know, you speak in ill will of someone that is trying to do something really good. But, you know, for him to try to even justify what has been done by Donald Trump, to me, as I said, it's just egregious. And
yeah.
We have to be aware that there are people like that out there now.
Chief Apostle, are you going to redact? Are you going to take those awards back? Because, I mean, I'm just curious. Are you?
Unfortunately, they weren't presented by my organization.
Okay.
And so it would have to be up to the certifying organization to do that. If it were me, being that, you know, I saw that, I request that the administration redact that and pull that back. You know, I heard something from Reverend Jesse Jackson years ago, and I think I posted it up there in my comments, but he said that everybody that looked like us ain't us.
Well, that's so
and
true.
That to me, that rings so true because everybody that looked like us ain't us. So we have to realize that there are people are we can connect to and those we have to watch out for. The enemy always wants to get closer to you than anybody else.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's give another big hand for Kenneth Curry. Don't go anywhere, Chief Apostle. We're going to come back to you. I want to go back to Professor Ames because I interrupted him right in the middle of his statement about this guy. I don't call him a gentleman. I can't call him a black African-American because even though he has our skin color on the exterior, on the interior, I don't know who he is. I'll just say that he's a human with some confusing, conflicting things in his mind that makes him an irregular human. I want to thank you, Rosa, Chief Apostle. I want to thank you, Evangelist Rosa Moody, for back with us because the video phone dropped down on the ground and we lost contact for a minute. And I'm going to work on a better platform so that we can not have these kind of things happen. I'm going to go to another platform sooner than later. But meanwhile, let's go back to Professor Reeves. Professor Reeves, take the floor. I apologize. This guy, who does he represent to you, and who does he remind you of? Go right ahead, Professor Reeves.
Well, he represents the personification of how the Republican Party, or at least specifically Donald Trump, view us as a people. We are still considered their property, still considered their slaves. And the only way that we will be able to live in this country, should he win, is if we act exactly like this gentleman does. So when you think of the step and fetch it, or the Amos and Andes, and also the buffoonery and everything to that effect, it means that should he win, this program would have to mirror the mannerisms of that person, because that's what they're comfortable with. The reason why we're having this, and the reason why they're using DEI/woke, is because they can no longer have the power and authority to do what they used to do back in the 1800s, which is why they want to take us back to the 50s, 1850s. So when you have that, you have to take away women's rights, that's first, and then, of course, take away the rights of the other, so that we, who are superior, can continue to be superior, because that's what the myth that we created told us we were. It was a violation of that myth when Barack Obama became president and Kamala Harris is now vice president. That should never happen, because this is how the world order should be. Because with Christian nationalism, it says that the United States is a Christian nation, which of course it has said it is not. I mean, we have the folks who have, you know, a background overall of believing in God in some way, shape, or form, but that's not the inception of the country. But that the superiority of one race, the white race, is paramount, and that the other races will acknowledge that. And from there, every rule, every law, every area will personify that superiority in some way, shape, or form, including acting and being placed in your place in society. So when you step out of that place in society, we will stop you, because that's not how the world order should be per our perceptions of life.
So if you all don't vote,
you better start learning how to make some biscuits and how to clean that floor, because NASA is going to want you to be able to be a good Negro in this new world order. So this is where we're headed. You stay home and he gets in, heaven help us. It'll take every bit of Jesus just to get through today. And we'll be singing those spirituals like we used to, because no one took time to do the very simplest thing by voting, showing up, and making sure we move forward instead of going backwards. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Good. My gosh. I wasn't born in slavery. I've never seen slavery except for on the television, read about it in books. But Lord help us if we were to ever go back to slavery during the space age. We got robots and everything that can be the slaves, but yet we want to trickle back in time based on what these kind of people want to happen. Kind of dictators who want to dictate this kind of stuff. No, not on our watch. We're not going to let that happen. Get out and vote. Get out there and vote. Vote, vote, vote. And tell everybody to vote. If someone comes out of incarceration, they have the right to vote. As long as they're not on parole or probation, they can vote. If you're 18 and over, you can vote. If you haven't voted before because you don't know how or you don't understand the process, this is a good time to learn. Because if we allow this guy, T-Rump, to get back into office, we're going to be in so much trouble. Amen? We don't want to be in that much trouble. We don't need a dictator. We don't need a murderer. We don't need a lifetime criminal. We don't need a racist, biased president, okay? We need
a
real
bloodbath.
No, we don't need a massacre and a bloodbath. He said if he doesn't make president, he's going to have a massacre and a bloodbath in America. Well, guess what? Not on our watch, okay? So with that being said, I'm about to close out on this topic. We saw this guy, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. I think he sent everybody the video on Messenger. You can take your time out and take a look at it again. Go ahead. Were you going to say something, Chief Apostle?
I sent it to Clancy M. Allen and on Messenger to Vera Jones. So, you know, if they want to pass it on to everyone else so that they can see it as well, you're welcome to do that. But I just think people need to see this poor excuse for a African-American. And I hate to say that because, like I said, I know his family. I know they're good people, but somewhere he fell off the wagon somewhere. I don't know what happened. His brother is just a disgrace.
Well, he fell off the wagon and he hit his head. And when he woke up,
real hard.
Do you remember the movie The Watermelon Man? Does anybody remember that?
Godfrey Cambridge, sure.
Right, yeah. The guy goes to sleep as a white man, and he wakes up as a black man to live in a black man's home.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is a memorable movie that they should show that movie all the time. They should bring it up to date. We should redo it again, because then he finally found out he went to bed white and woke up black, and that was the worst day of his life. You know. So with that being said, we're going to, God bless you. We're going to close out on this guy, T. Rump. We're going to close out on the guy that got paid a pair of tennis shoes to come on and talk about this buffoonery. And like I said, he would be the best slave that they ever had because, and like Chad Lawson Cooper said, it takes me back to the movie Django Unchained, where the guy played the house Negro on there. It was terrible. But anyway, moving right along, it's time to get into our regular segment. It's 10:29 a.m. on this wonderful April the 1st. And let me just say this. The robots are never going to come. The robots are never going to come. April Fools, the robots are already here. So it is April the 1st, so you can do all your April Fools jokes today. You can call somebody and you can prank them and then say April Fools. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We lost Chandra Daniels, and we lost a lot of people on Facebook because the phone fell, and it almost, I don't know, just things happen sometimes. But we are searching for a more stronger and better platform. What's up, Barry B? Welcome to the show. Okay. With that being said, let's go to Vera Jones for health and wellness. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. Before I begin, I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. And the information that I provide is information that has worked for me or others and information that I have researched. So with that being said, today I would like to speak to you about magnesium. Now, what is magnesium? It's an enzyme, a mineral that we all must have. How much that we need, it
really depends on our stage in life, our age, and sex. Now, magnesium comes in a liquid, capsules, gummies, powder, and even in soaks, bath soaks, and lotions. And it's a great thing when you're taking magnesium to have MSM, which is organic sulfur. And both are natural and great together. Now, MSM works to relieve inflammation, and magnesium works as a muscle relaxant. Now, why should we have it? Because it promotes great bone, muscle, and nerve health. It works to keep our blood sugar, our blood pressure, and our blood glucose at a proper level. Now, it also protects our brain, and it's healthy for our bones and teeth, along with the heart function. Now, it will help to improve our mood. It will help us sleep, relieve pain if you have pain in your joints, your neck, your back. It's a great thing to have. And it also aids in detoxification. It's one thing that's really essential for our nervous system, like our brain and our internal organs. Now, some of the side effects may be some people with intestinal problems or disease, as far as the heart or kidneys, or diabetic, it will be wise to check with your healthcare professional before considering or even taking. Now, a couple of great sources of magnesium. You can find it in the unprocessed whole grains, brown rice, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, low-fat Greek yogurt, almonds, nuts, black beans, kidneys, spinach, avocado, banana, Swiss chard, salmon, dark chocolate, not the fake one, and along with baked potatoes, and broccoli and cabbage are really good as well. Now, you may supplement. One of the supplements that I enjoy is like, it's called Calm, C-A-L-M, and it's vegan, it's gluten-free, and it comes in a powder, and all you do is add it to your water. Now, this also aids in purifying our blood, and if you're one with high cholesterol, this can help and assist you as well. And as I mentioned earlier, some people may experience perhaps stomach pain. They may feel nauseous or vomiting, or it's really good if you're feeling fatigued. You wake up and you go to sleep and you're fatigued. You may have a very low amount of magnesium in your body. So some of those sources that I mentioned earlier will be great because it also helps with heart palpitations. If you have tingling hands or feet, or you're very tired with headaches and anxiety, guess what? Perhaps you can go to your doctor and have your levels of magnesium checked. That is health and wellness for today, and our health is our wealth.
All right, let's give Vera a big hand. Let's give her a big hand. Now, Vera, before you go, Evangelist Rosa Moody, who we both know very well, she said, where can you get that at? Where can you get the magnesium that can do all these things? Where do you get it?
Well, Eddie, if you're one that shops online, but I actually walk into my health food store, and now they're actually carrying this natural magnesium calm. They're carrying it at Costco's. So I would say invest in some and try it and see what works for you. That would be great.
Wow, okay. Thank you so very much. That was a wonderful health and wellness segment. We're going to keep the segment rolling. We're going to go in to Clarence M. Allen, who does Regulate the Manual. Clarence M. Allen, is 10:35 a.m. You got time. Take the floor. All right. Thank you for joining us, Ambrose Olivia. Thank you for joining us. We're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. Thank you, Brother Barry B., for joining us, ma'am. We're so glad to have you with us. And with that being said, and thank you also, Ambrose, for joining us as well. And go right ahead, Clarence, take the floor, regulate the manual.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, to all our wonderful listeners, to our panelists, but especially to all our special guests and followers that listen to this show each and every Monday morning. Since this year, I've been reading a book that I found to be so important, with a great wealth of history, written by an African descendant scholar, Howard W. French. The book is titled Born in Blackness, Africa, Africans, and the Making of the Modern World from 1471 to World War II, Pathways of Resistance. The drive to the north of the island was not the only foray in history I had made by road during my stay in Sao Tome. On a quiet Sunday afternoon, I set off in the equatorial in the opposite direction to look for reminders of the first of two recorded events involving slaves or would-be slaves on this island. Lost to the history of books, these were experiences that had early refuted the notion that Africans could so easily be alienated, not just from themselves, but from all ideas of freedom. Sao Tome, the city, is about a ragged, unpretentious, a capital as one can find anywhere in West Africa. And on this day, just before New Year's Eve, everything was closed but the large, low-slung seafood market. It seemed like the town center of gravity, with smoke-belching taxis and crowds of pedestrians swirling around its dirty pink columns, with buyers and sellers clamoring, all the bartering over the most extraordinary variety of freshly caught fish that I ever seen. As one heads south, following the sea, the city seems to peter out amid a jumble of odd neighborhoods that crowd busy narrow roads. Poverty is the ragged skirt of the city, as more acute than I had seen elsewhere in the capital. For one of space in tiny ramshackle single-story dwellings, perhaps of air conditioning, life here is mostly lived in the streets. After that, the drive, during which for long stretches of mine was the only car on the road, turned into what seemed like an interminable scroll of idyllic but empty beaches and steep mountains that climbed through the forest so brooding that one could observe the stream rafting up from the ground as it coalesced into pillow-like clouds. 90 minutes or so far after I set off, I finally arrived at a village whose green road signs announced its name, Sao Jao, Dos Anglores. I made a sharp turn off the two-lane highway onto a steep side road that rolls to a lofty plateau atop, which sat at a large, red, bright house. At first, I thought I was all alone, but suddenly, a broad-shouldered man in his late 20s emerged from the forest roadside and eagerly beckoned me to drive all the way up the hill. Within another instant or two, before I could resolve my own question about whether it was wise to do so, a file of children appeared, now climbing the hill. I immediately sensed their excitement about eyeballing the rare foreigner. I explained to the man in my Spanish-infused attempt at Portuguese that I was looking for Cid Pedras, a group of rocks offshore where a shipwreck took place in 1554. The young man, now my enthusiast and inseparable guide, urged me to part and follow him to the top of the hill. Once there, with the two of us surrounded by children in their brightly colored tattered clothes, he pointed and grinned cheek to cheek in the middle distance just off the coast, where I could plainly make out a cluster of seven black boulders rhythmically watched over the incoming whitecaps. Right there up on the sand peak on the Sete Pedras, as the long, recounted story goes, a ship carrying captives from Africa mainland had run disastrously aground, but somehow enough of the freshly enslaved people had swum to the shore and managed to regain their freedom. In the nearby Matos, the heavily forested south of the island, far from the European settlement, they formed an embryo of a viable community. It is known whether this was simple maritime disaster or the result of a revolt. 22 years earlier, in 1532, the 190 slaves aboard a well-named Maurice Cordia, a ship bound for San Tome to Elmina, rose up and murdered all but two of the crew who somehow managed to escape and were never heard of again. Points of uncertainty still linger about the details of Seti Pedra's story, but heavy traces of the Angolan language that the escape spoke, Mbundu, still survive in the localized Portuguese Creole spoken by the young people who surrounded me on the hilltop that day and enslaved in the south of this island, reinforced the idea of a historical connection. I could hear it immediately, and this strengthened the case for this link with the African mainland.
Wow.
This book has some phenomenal historical events that I will assume that some of us may have never heard of. So I really recommend and encourage you to go to Amazon and type in Born in Blackness, and the book will pop up. Phenomenal history. And when it talks about being woke, this is one of the many aspects that we have to re-educate ourselves so we can understand and know what's really going on. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to the panelists, but especially thank you to all the listeners.
Let's give a big hand.
Outstanding.
Very nice. I saw a caller. You can call back in, caller. We were trying to get you in, but we were going through our segment, Regulate the Manual. So call back in, whoever you are. I saw you there in the queue. So if you want to call back, I'll get you on right away. But until then, let's see. We got a caller right here. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Good morning. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Did you want to say something? Okay, let's put them back on hold. Let's put that back on hold. Okay, but somebody else had called in just a few minutes ago, and I know they wanted to say something, but we were in the middle of a segment. So call back in if you want to have a statement or you want to share something or you got to testify something or you want to talk about either one of the topics. But before we go into our next topic, let's do our word of the week, and our scripture of the week. Our word of the week is trustworthy. Our word of the week is trustworthy. Who do you know that is trustworthy with all your money? We'll use that as an example. Our scripture of the week is Romans chapter 8, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 8, and it reads, "So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God." So be careful with your flesh. Don't let your flesh get you in trouble with God. Amen. Sometimes, and true Zion, words of wisdom today is, and why don't you call in and give us the words of wisdom? You know the number, 646-787-8064. And we'll look forward to hearing that. But right now, we're going to go into a segment called The Commentary. It is 10:46 a.m. on this April the 1st. And I want to send a shout out to all the April birthdays, including my daughter's birthday tomorrow, April the 2nd. You know, so really quick, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Okay, so the words of wisdom from Talana today will be, remember everything happens in its divine timing. Trust God and the process. Stand strong in your faith. and God and love you all, and God bless you. Those are the words of wisdom for today from Tawana Jones. Let's give her a big hand. I'm going to read it one more time. Let's give her a hand. And it says, remember, these are words of wisdom. Remember, everything happens in its divine timing. Trust God and the process. Stand strong in your faith. And she said, love you all. God bless. That was really great. One more time. All right, for words of wisdom with Tawana Jones. Now, without further ado, it is time for the commentary. You're welcome, Tawana. No problem. And now it's time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Take your time. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, a phenomenal show, and it's brought up some wonderful things ranging from astronomy, astrophysics, and also to personalities, as we've just talked about before. And so I want to go on and say thank you to all of our co-hosts, to Cousin V, a wonderful shout-out, to Clarence Allen once again, the Prophet's Corner, the Regulator. Thank you. Thank you for everything, including sharing with us the Born in Blackness from Howard W. French. Dr. Granny V, the doctor's in the house, and you fortified my use of magnesium and all the other things that are good overall, and thank you for providing our holistic area, because it also makes sure that we have not only physically strength, but also our mental and strength is also kept up through our nutrition. And to Tawana Jones, knocked out of the ballpark with trust in God, and always, reminding us of what we should be doing to take the higher approach to addressing issues overall by the wisdom that you share. And so to Melanie Hoppery, a wonderful shout-out. Dr. Rita Jones-Adams, Mental Health and You, and to Linda Goldie, to our Board in Motion, but also to our wonderful guest, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, for his wisdom, as well as Chad Lawrence Cooper, who provided us the overview of his wonderful work dealing with justice on trial, and then also his insights on the topic that we covered. So in the very first topic, we covered the solar eclipse. And in looking at a solar eclipse, we come to mind that this is just a standard phenomenon. But also let's remember when this is taking place. This is occurring during spring. Spring is the time of awakening and rebirth, but it's also the time of remembering the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior gave to us, along with his transformation from the dead to the living, to provide us with saving our souls to moving forward. And in doing so, we want to look at this time as a time of reflection, because we've had the Easter holiday. We've also had a chance to thank the Lord for the ultimate sacrifices and for dying for our sins. And we can now move on with the Spirit that as long as we believe in him, the God and Father, and the good Lord, as we all share our love for him, then who can be against us? And with all, he will always bring it in his time. So thinking about that, looking at the solar eclipse is a normal phenomenon. It has been happening for thousands of years, as Clarence Allen, our prophet, has said. And it's happening all over the world many times over. It's just that this one is getting a lot of attention because it's happening in the United States, and it's happening across many states, as I've already stated before. And in doing so, there have been the ideas of biblical prophecies that are there and incidences and possibilities of physical changes and or harm that occur, possibly to the electric grid, possibly to people. But once again, we all take it in stride because these eclipses have been happening over the years when there was no technology, and we're still here to chat about it. So if you want to take precautions, fine. As I've mentioned before, if you don't want to take precautions, no worries. But the one thing about it is that across the nation, it's not going to be clear. You might have overcast, which will protect you from anything that goes on because of the cloud covering. So make sure that, well, however you're feeling, whatever your mood is, that you do what is best for you. So in the end, we've also shared that that many times, whether this is related to some sort of Bible prophecy, and our good, wonderful guest, Chief Apostle Curry, mentioned that, well, yeah, you should know about this, but if this were connected to the rapture and part of the rapture is the tribulation, then of course, yes, this would be something that definitely you take notice of. But you should take notice of it because this is how God educates us on what to look for when a sign comes down. Because this doesn't happen all the time, which is why this is getting a lot of attention. And of course, the next time it might happen is in 21 years, as they speculate. But overall, there should it should be something that you look at, that possibly you cherish, but also you know, thank God because you're here at this moment to witness this, a miracle that he's provided to us based on the chances overall. As I mentioned before, alignments of the planets is very difficult to occur because everything is moving all at once, but when it does happen, then it's a joyous occasion, similar to the occasion that we're having dealing with the resurrection and dealing with the gift of spring. Now, we move from the solar eclipse to the black man, MAGA, and his representation. So, yes, everyone, look it over, review it. Yes, it's a very interesting, but it also has and should fire you up because, again, as I mentioned before, the personification of what this particular president and his party is looking at is how he devalues this us as we have been for ages. And Clarence Allen, through Howard W. French, reminds us of where we've come from through their clever engineering and whitewashing of our history. We don't even know about the battles that have occurred of folks who did not go willingly into slavery. If you can see that there are many ships, and or at least many of the ships that we've seen in this stuff, that fought back, that refused, and then won, and then ended up going to other countries and settling other there. This was the reason for the Willie Lynch memo, which said that, okay, we cannot import the slaves in because they'll fight back, but if we create our own and change their attitude, then we don't have to worry about trying to import through the Portuguese. And, of course, unfortunately, this person that we're seeing is the product of the Willie Lynch memo, because then that is how generationally and structurally this was supposed to be had we not had have fought back during the Civil War, had we not had a Harriet Tubman, had we not had all of the wonderful geniuses and intellectuals that have fought the good fight over the years so that the generation that we're sitting in could have the privileges that we have. So we owe it to them not to to make the mistake and go backwards, but to go forward and keep pushing so that we could see what Martin Luther King saw for us, the dream that he had for us, which is, you know, we're all citizens, we all have rights, and we all, as Pastor Eddie Jones, have our obligation to make sure that the future is bright for all, and that it's the real deal Holyfield, as Pastor Jones says. So in looking at it from that standpoint, yes, get angry, but get angry in the list I'm going to give you. One, be so angry that you call up your friends and family members to vote. Two, if you have vacation time, take vacation time so that you can go to the polls and vote. Three, if you have family members who can't get to the polls, set up a carpool or whatever, have water, have seats, have anything that is comforting, because in some of the states, you're going to be standing in a long line. And then four, continue to listen to this show, but also other shows, so that you are well aware of what the changes are, because then it helps you not to get pulled into the grift, such as, oh, you know, buying a Bible from a felon, 91 counts, or falling for the grift of people who look like us but do not represent us, as has been talked about, grifting you into not voting your best interest. So in doing so, with this rebirth of what we're seeing during spring and the transformation that happens during the resurrection, then this will ensure that we're moving forward, and it will also allow us to not fall into the issues of being in the flesh because, you know, as is mentioned before, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
We need to please God by doing what he has asked us to do, moving forward, following him, and making sure that he is the guiding light of all our decisions. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Oh, my gosh. What a great... That was amazing, Professor Ream. Thank you so much for the commentary. That was wonderful. Yeah, we're going to have to close the limo trunk and the doors, roll up the windows, and it's time to go. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. It's been a wonderful, beautiful Monday morning on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We've had our special guest, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. We had a special guest, Chad Lawson Cooper, movie producer and writer. You know, God bless him and his wife and his family. And I thank him for coming on. And he's also invited me to get back into the play, which is traveling. He said when he comes to California, you know, that I'm looking forward to that. This is very important. I want to say this to you before we go. Remember that, you know, Donald T. Rump is going to try every dirty trick in the book to get back into that seat again. Hey, Elizabeth Mooney, how are you? God bless you. Praise God. Even though we're about to close out, thank you for coming on. Bless the whole Mooney family. This is not normal, but he's going to do every terrible thing he can think of. He already made the Bible, and he put stuff in the Bible that's not even in the Bible, in his so-called Bible, that Donald T. Rump has wrote a Bible. So what? Don't buy that Bible. Don't buy his shoes. Don't support him ever at all, period. And you're going to continue to see buffoonery on different things about him and the people that he works with, because that's what they do. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Get out and vote, vote, vote. Your vote counts. Tawana said, peace to you all, sending love and prayers for a blessed week. I'll say this to you. The only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. That's number one. Number two, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. We'll be here next Monday, but before we get to next Monday, we'll be here Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have a sermon called The Church, The Sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. The Church, The Sermon, every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're doing a series on the flesh. The flesh. That's what our series is on, the flesh. The spiritual flesh and the evil flesh. So we God bless you. God keep you. And the best is yet to come. I'll talk to you all soon. It's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And we will be here next Monday. God bless y'all. Peace. Take care.